Agenda item number seven, the City of Portsmouth.
Thank you all.
Okay. So moving to the City of Portsmouth. City of Portsmouth is requesting authorization to remove and replace the northbound span of the US 17 Churchland Bridge. This is the High Street Bridge. To conduct improvements to the southbound lanes and to install a temporary trestle system over the western branch of the Elizabeth River in the City of Portsmouth. This project is protested by adjacent property owners. The Churchland Bridge was originally built in 1950. The northbound lane was built in 1950. The southbound lane was built in 1974. And VDOT has graded this bridge as a bridge that needs to be rehabilitated and rebuilt. So the City of Portsmouth is proposing to remove the northbound lanes, rebuild them, as well as add an existing biking and walking lane for pedestrians. In addition, they're going to be rebuilding the fender system that's used for boat access through the bridge. This is going to include the removal of 14 piers, 90 concrete piles, 391 timber piles, and they will be installing 463 concrete piles, 19 piers, and 80 encased steel H piles. The project is being protested by property owners on either side of the entry of the bridge. Mr. David Gonzalez, that lives at 401 Riverside Drive, has expressed concerns in his letters of potential damage to the property as a result of the construction, driving the different pier structures will cause vibrations, and he's concerned that the impacts of those vibrations will result in damage to his property. In addition, he has stormwater that runs off High Street and that runs off the bridge. Currently, he's concerned about additional stormwater drainage into his property as a result of bridge construction. Mr. George Traber, where you can see the arrow on the other side here, has very similar concerns related to the project. He's also concerned about additional road noise and how that may impact their property. When we received the objections from the neighbors, we asked the applicant to respond to the neighbors' concerns. The applicant has provided the stormwater plans to the neighbors for review. The stormwater plans include drainage for the bridge and the roads, and the stormwater will be updated as a result of this project. The current stormwater plans are being reviewed in accordance with the Department of Environmental Quality MS4 permit by the City of Portsmouth's Public Utilities Department. The city does not anticipate damages to upland properties. They did not see any damage to upland properties in 1950 or in 1974. However, project specifications for the contractor will include vibration levels that adhere to industry standards. The project contractor will be required to monitor vibration levels during construction. If damage does occur during construction, the City of Portsmouth's Risk Management Office has a claims process in which property owners can file claims for damage of private property as a result of a public project. So given this information, staff understands the protestants' concerns related to the project's potential to impact their property from stormwater and from vibration of the pile driving. The project's stormwater designs will be reviewed by the City of Portsmouth's Department of Public Works in accordance with DEQ regulations. Additionally, the city has stated the project contractor will monitor the vibration levels to prevent damage to surrounding structures. If the project results in damage to a nearby structure, the issuance of our permit will not preclude the property owner from seeking compensation for any damages outside of the commission process. Additionally, the City of Portsmouth's Claims and Risk Assessment Office has a claims procedure for homeowners to claim any damage to a property as a result of a city project. So accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, Staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Other questions from the commission? I don't see any. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward. Swear, yeah. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
James Wright. I'm the City of Portsmouth City Engineer.
Mr. Wright, thank you for coming here. What else does the commission need to know?
The property at 401 Riverside. That portion of the bridge, the southbound lanes, we're doing minor repairs to that bridge. Get a significant distance away from any of the pile driving activities. The vibrations that he's likely to experience from activity for the replacement of the bridge would be less than those that he would probably experience from a garbage truck. We have currently right now a seawall project going on. We're replacing a section of the seawall right adjacent to a hotel. We have measures in all of our contracts similar to this that take into account vibratory measures, monitoring, and things of that nature so that we're cognizant of any issues that property owners may have, and we have processes and procedures in place to address those. With respect to stormwater, the plans have and follow our drainage design guides as well as DEQ's drainage design guidelines, and we don't anticipate there be any issues with those. With respect to the Traber property, there is some property acquisition that will be required as part of this project. Once we receive approval from VDOT, because this is a locally administered project, we'll actually meet with the applicant with respect to that property acquisition and any other concerns that he has. Take any other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. Any questions from the commission? Maybe that covers it. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this matter? Anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this matter? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
David Gonzalez.
Welcome, sir.
As mentioned earlier, I am the resident at 401 Riverside Drive, and I do have some concerns. And I'm looking at Section 1-1 in the Habitat Management Division Evaluation, and I had a big question about whether or not some of my property was actually going to be taken. And the reason I asked that question is because I received two letters from lawyers who specialize in eminent domain, and they've both asked to represent me, and I have not heard yet whether or not any of my property will be obtained for this project. And so that's one of the questions that I have. In that same section, it talks in the summary recommendation, it talks about the additionally the City of Portsmouth, and that was mentioned, does have a risk assessment office, and I've utilized that risk assessment office, and basically I put in my claims and I get told no. So I am concerned because of a former, I've had two large projects come through my property. One was with the gas company, in which they tore down my fence and built another one, and then a portion of that portion, not the entire fence, and part of that fence came down. Part of that, my old fence is now collapsing. Do I know definitely it's from that project? I do not know. And the other project that I have from the stormwater, and I'm really concerned about what's happening during the project itself. The city has asked my permission, and I gave it, to put drainage so they could drain Shenandoah Street, which is a block away from mine, and they've put in a drainage pipe there. This has caused about, as mentioned in my email, about 10 to 15 feet of erosion from, you know, right there by my pier. It's actually caused my pier to kind of collapse, and I've put in to talk to the city, had them come out, look at the pier, and they refused to fix that. So I'm concerned about that. I have a basement. My basement has been flooded with the City of Portsmouth sewer, which, by the way, is not very pleasant. And nothing is ever done until I, first of all, call a plumber in. That plumber has to say, okay, my lines are clean. Then the city will come. And sometimes...
Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, sir.
Will you please stick to the subject matter of cancer.
Well, this is the part, is because if there is going to be some sewer lines that are fixed on that, then that has to, you know, that's my concern, is while they're working on that, as recently as Saturday, I've had them to come out. So if sewer lines are all going to be fixed during the construction of this bridge, I'm very concerned that this is not going to be taken care of in a timely manner while the construction is going on. So those are the questions that I have. The portion about, I still haven't seen anything about whether or not part of my property is going to be taken, and except for what I've received from those attorneys. Thank you very much for hearing me.
Thank you, sir. Are there questions from the commission? Didn't see any questions either. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in this matter, either pro or con? Because otherwise I'm going to close the public hearing. Mr. Wright, something to add? That'd be great.
So his property, there are no property acquisitions with his property. The work that we're doing actually on the southbound side will be strictly in the road and will not affect his property at all. As far as his other concerns, his remedies are through the Department of Public Works, the Department of Public Utilities, and Harvest Management Office.
Thank you for clearing that up. Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion?
I guess another legal question.
Mr. Hull, you're up.
I guess the issues I'm hearing from the protestant, to my ears, sound outside our jurisdiction. Is that correct?
Yes and no. There are some that are within your purview, because you do have to consider the effect of a project on adjacent or nearby landowners. But then, as to questions about whether there will be a taking of land or an inverse condemnation through the project, I mean, that's not us. We don't do adjudication of property right, and certainly don't adjudicate takings claims. So you do have to consider some of the effects, you know, the vibrations, any potential for flooding and that type of thing. But whether all that results in a taking or not, that's not something that you have to consider.
Does that answer your questions, Mr. Neal?
I'm sitting between two attorneys. I'm going to let them.
Are you requesting a seat reassignment?
No, I like where I'm at. I feel like I've got good people on either side of me.
Other discussion from the commission? What's the will of the commission?
I move we approve the project.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes and the project is approved.